Every few years, somebody thinks they found it.
Yeah.
The last one I've heard, which may not correlate with this one at all, is that when they looked at it, that they think it might probably be underwater in the Persian Gulf. That if you look in that area, it's fairly shallow, and one guy who is looking at the, you know, the pictures that they constructed, what the floor of the Persian Gulf looks like, he thought he found two other river valleys in there. Remember, the Tigris and Euphrates, and then two other ones that they can't really locate. So that's where people go off on there and trying to find where the two other ones. This guy thought he had found two other river valleys coming into, you know, that are now submerged under the Persian Gulf, and said, aha, here's the four rivers that are where Eden was. That's the kind of level of speculation that's being done on it, and there's, you know, total speculation just from looking at maps, basically, what we're doing.
I'm hoping to say, as far as what the Bible has to say about God placing an angel or something to guard the way so that no one could get in at some time. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. That's certain.
My inclination would be, he guards it until it's no longer a garden that anyone would want to get in. But the purpose of guarding it, obviously, to protect the tree of life. Okay. Now, we don't know. We don't have a regional flood view here, whether the Garden of Eden would have been within the range of that flood, but if it was, that would have wiped out the tree, and then there'd be no need to guard it after that. So it presumably would have obliterated any obvious traces of the garden, although it might give us trace things like river valley. other possibilities. If it's some special place, God can always remove it and take it back. He's going to send the New Jerusalem down. He could have presumably pulled the Garden of Eden away. And that's pretty speculative.